Welcome to Outdoors with Roy. We're here at the Boys and Girls Club of McAllen at their new Wall of Valor. Coming up on this episode of Outdoors with Roy, we will introduce you to a local artist that's painting his mark across McAllen, honoring some very special heroes. Also, we will talk to the families of those fallen officers on the Wall of Valor, who despite their pain, they are now working on keeping their memories alive. McAllen's landscape is changing. If you've been in the downtown McAllen area, you've probably noticed some new murals. This traditional art form is changing, thanks to a muralist who's using non-traditional methods to capture his subjects. After months of trying to decide how to honor one of their own, the Boys and Girls Club of McAllen Board of Directors decided on a mural to honor fallen law enforcement officers in hopes of inspiring children. DPS Trooper Moises Sanchez was a volunteer at the club and died following complications from two gunshot wounds he sustained while on the job in April 2019.
He was a karate instructor here, and he volunteered many years of service to coach not only his children, but all of the children in South McAllen.
In 2020, McAllen police officer Edelmiro Garza and officer Ismael Chavez were both killed in the line of duty.
These officers were community servants. They were here, in Trooper Sanchez's case, serving the South McAllen community through our Boys and Girls Club. But Officer Chavez and Garza played basketball here against our staff, and we really felt like they served our community. And so this mural was going to allow an opportunity for our entire community to always remember them and to celebrate them.
Delinda says the children at the center will always be reminded of their sacrifice.
I was really excited when our board of directors embraced the idea of a mural when it's a non-traditional way to honor people in our region.
Muralist Alexander Gonzalez was commissioned to paint a mural to honor these three officers. It's called the Wall of Valor.
What inspired me, because people are heroes in our communities. They also serve their communities.
This self-described muralist says he started painting to pay his respects. His first art piece was dedicated to basketball legend Kobe Bryant, who tragically died in a helicopter crash in early 2020.
I wanted to paint a mural, but when I saw that interview, I believe that he was speaking to me, like, go ahead and never give up. So I'm like, you know what? In honor of Kobe, I will paint a mural, and that's how it started.
Alexander says his second mural got him national attention.
That was the first mural of Vanessa Guillen ever, so I think that one, like, it just, it went national news. So after that, I think I found my purpose of painting more murals.
He credits his mother for the Vanessa Guillen murals.
The mother of Vanessa Guillen was doing an interview. Actually, she was crying. She was like, do you know that her outcry? Nobody knew who she was. And then my mom told me, you know what, son, like, you gotta do a mural for Vanessa, you know, because nobody knows about her. No one's doing nothing about it. Lasted, but you could do something about it. And I'm like, you know what, mom, I could do something about it. So I spent my last money on buying the paints so I could get her started. And actually, it turned out very well. You know, the support from the community was awesome.
Alexander credits his after school program for his success.
I used to stay after school on a program called 21st Century, and there I met a teacher, an art teacher, that kind of like helped me out and pushed me to master my technique.
His artistic skill has kept him counting his blessings instead of picking cotton or green beans.
I thought I was gonna work in the fields all my life, but thank God, you know, like, I'm doing something else for me and for my family.
Alexander calls his business pop culture because his murals continue to shine the light on some unique people.
I've done the Black Panther. I've done Elder Fernandez. I've done three Vanessa Guillen murals. I've done, I believe it's seven other soldiers that have passed away on Fort Hood.
In the Wall of Valor, Alexander says he learned about the officers from their family and friends.
I learned from the people que llegaba aquí in the night, from the police officers. Sometimes people will come up walking, you know, and like, I didn't know who these people were, you know, like, and they would just come and they would thank me for, like, hey, thank you for painting this mural. And he used to be my coach.
His creative process involves blending colors and spray painting.
We all start with a photo. We do a sketch, and then we edit it online, or we edit it on the computer, actually. And we'll use a projector, but we'll just use the basic lines. And after that, I'll do like a freestyle.
This is a graphic representation on the wall. But the one thing I would say about what is portrayed here is that you see two public servants. You see a DPS trooper up here, Moises Sanchez as well. And all of them have a smile on their face. These are representative of three people that were dedicated to the work that they chose to do, the work that they enjoy doing it. And I'm very happy about the graphic representation here because that reflects it.
McAllen Police Chief Victor Rodriguez says the mural from the Boys and Girls Club sends a positive message to the community.
They appreciate, number one, safety. They appreciate law enforcement in their community and that they value the loss of life that's happened at McAllen through our three officers in the last year and a half or so.
Rodriguez says he appreciates the community's support because police work continues even through adversity.
It would be false and it would be wrong to say that all of us are not deep down affected. I think deep down we had our hearts were crushed, and we're working through the pain of that, of those crushed hearts to ensure, one, our community safety, and at the same time to make sure that our personal emotions are felt and they are properly felt.
Chief Rodriguez has already added the names of the fallen officers at the McAllen Police Department's memorial wall. He says Officer Garza and Officer Chavez will never be forgotten.
The Garza family and the Chavez family, they lost a son, they lost a husband, they lost a brother, they lost dads, they lost a number of different relationships in the loss of Officer Garza and Officer Chavez. We at the McAllen Police Department, we lose a brother in blue, a fellow police officer. He is part of their family, but is now forever a part of the city of McAllen police family as well.
For the Boys and Girls Club of McAllen, the McAllen Police Department has been part of their family.
I know here in McAllen, we've always had community policing. And if it wasn't during a pandemic, we would have had Junior Police Academy happening at both our Roney and Brand Center. So what we try here in this city in particular, of making sure that our children know that the police officers are here for them, that they are here to protect them. And we've always had great police officers come in and mentor our kids.
The Wall of Valor is a masterpiece of color, but most importantly, it pays homage to the heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice in our community. Here are the families of the fallen heroes.
It turned out it was perfect.
For 21-year-old Zachary Sanchez, the death of his father, DPS Trooper Moises Sanchez, has been devastating. When he heard the Boys and Girls Club of McAllen wanted to honor him, he was moved because his dad had volunteered at the center for 17 years.
I think he would freak out. I know he's a really humble man, so he wouldn't have liked it, of course, if it was during his time.
Zachary, who reflects on his dad's dedication and commitment to serving the community, says he just didn't lose his dad, but his best friend.
My dad is probably my biggest role model over anything, mainly because of just the pure-hearted character that that he's had. And he was able to go ahead and have fun and enjoy the things that he enjoyed, but always keeping his work first and his family first, as well as, well, he was a religious man, so above all that, God.
Yvonne and Trooper Sanchez were married for 24 years. They have three children.
Words cannot express, they turned out beautiful. Totally unexpected, and we're honored, you know, for the artist and, you know, the city of McAllen Boys Club and then putting this together for us.
She says the Boys and Girls Club was part of their lives every day after his job.
Not only did he teach mixed martial arts here, but boys baseball, football, basketball, girls softball. I mean, the sports were unlimited for him.
And admit, one of his greatest passions was working as a DPS trooper.
Oh, he loved it. He loved putting on that uniform and you know, it's not all about, you know, cops doing bad or you know, they're out there to help also the community.
As for Patricia Garza, Officer Edelmiro Garza's sister, The mural brings fond memories of her only brother, who she says was generous, full of life, loving, and enjoyed making them laugh.
I feel very happy. Although I hate to be here under these circumstances, I feel very grateful to Alejandro, the artist, and I feel very grateful to the community for honoring my brother and Chavez for what happened.
Patricia says her brother would be humbled and honored that the community is thinking about them.
My brother and Chavez, they went to help somebody out and they lost their lives. So I hope that that they continue to recognize that they did give their lives, to the city of McAllen. So I'm very grateful.
She hopes the Wall of Valor reminds everyone that the public safety is needed in our community.
Thank police officers every day. They're more than police officers. They're, their husbands, their sons, their fathers, and they're people just like you and I, and we have to continue to support them so they can keep our streets safe.
It makes me feel grateful, and I'm seeing how the community, they support law enforcement. It's a good way to honor both officers after this tragedy that happened.
Brenda Garza, the wife of Officer Edelmiro Garza, is now raising her two children alone.
It's hard, but I need to stay strong for them because it's going to be a long road ahead of us.
Garza says her husband had a passion for police work because it allowed him to help the community.
He would be honored and very proud to remember both officers. Regardless how everything is like in the other cities, like that they don't support law enforcement, it's very different down here, and which I'm very grateful that we have that support from the community.
Brenda says her young daughter has already expressed interest in being a police officer like her father.
I mean, I'll support her. I'm not very fond of the idea because after this, but I mean, if that's what she wants to do, I'll support whatever she wants to do. I'll be there for her. And I know that would make her dad will make him very proud.
For Ismael Chavez, the tragic loss of his only son, Ismael Chavez Jr., has him left with a big hole in his heart.
I'm honored that they remembering not only him, that they remember the two other officers.
Ismael says his son's dream was to be a police officer.
He really enjoyed what he was doing, and he put 100% every single day. Every time there was any extra work to be done, he'd volunteer for it. That was in his heart.
Ismael says his son was a great teacher and coach for many years in Weslaco.
He really loved it. He loved the kids, and the kids loved him because he really cared for them. And that showed, and the kids knew it, and they just loved him for it.
Ismael says he had issues with his son's law enforcement career choice, but he was happy.
I was concerned, of course. I really didn't want him to do so, because these men put their lives, expose their lives every day.
Ismael says police officers are needed and should be respected for doing a good job.
To me, that's the worst pain anybody can go through. It's just, they have the saying that the kids, the parents should go first, and that is so true. And I think about them every single day. It's just there's a void there that will never be filled.
Chavez says he can't express his gratitude towards the McAllen Police Department enough.
My brother was a God-fearing, humble man. He was a good man, and he was determined and driven and just a beautiful soul.
Kiara says her brother changed his career from teacher to police officer because he wanted to do better, because he also wanted to help everyone.
I have a funny story for that. My brother used to call me every morning at 6 a.m. Can you make me tacos for my students? He loved his students so much, and I would tell him, why do you want to take tacos for so many students? And he'd say, because they don't eat, some of them don't eat at home. He was the kind of person that would give his shirt off his back for you if you needed it.
Kiara says they have been coping with her brother's loss with their faith and family, and now with their extended family, the McAllen Police Department. The Wall of Valor will shine brightly for years to come, but the memory of the three officers, DPS Trooper Moises Sanchez, Officer Edelmiro Garza, and Officer Ismael Chavez, will live in the hearts of the family and the community forever. That wraps up another episode of Outdoors with Roy. We invite you to the Boys and Girls Club of McAllen to see the Wall of Valor. We will never forget. For the city of McAllen, I'm Roy Cantu.